Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
I am, thank God, wonderful, Baruch Hashem.
Getting ready for Passover?
We're trying to get ready.
Lots of work.
We're trying to get ready, and God willing, you know what they say, no matter what happens, we will be ready.
That's it.
You know, it's always interesting. I always tell my wife, you know, no matter how much we prepare, let's say, for example, before Shabbat on a regular Friday, we can be organized, prepared. It's always the last minute thing, Shabbat, just before we're running, and then we're going to get it done eventually, but we'll get it. So, thank God we still have a week. We'll over tomorrow night, a week, will be the first Seder. So, it's not too late for everyone to go clean, prepare, cook, shop, do whatever has to be done. And if you're planning on coming to the community Seder, the first community Seder, the first night, we'll talk about that too. But let's talk about, I thought this week and next week, I thought we will talk a little bit about Pesach and Passover, being that it's coming up very soon. So we'll try and do whatever we can this week. And whatever we don't finish this week, we'll make it up next week.
Sounds good.
So, everyone knows the story. I'm not going to go into the story of Passover, but Passover, in a few words, is that after many decades of slavery to the Egyptian pharaohs, during which time the Israelites were subjected to back-breaking labor and unbearable horrors, God saw the people's distress and sent Moses to Pharaoh with the message of, "Send forth my people so they may serve me." But obviously, despite numerous warnings, Pharaoh refused, so on and so forth. We all know that 10 plagues were given to the Egyptians, and at the stroke of midnight of the 15th of Nisan in the year 2448 from creation, which I believe is around 1313 BCE, God visited the last of the 10 plagues on the Egyptians, killing all their firstborn. And obviously, while doing so, God spares the children of Israel, passing over their homes, so on and so forth. The Jews leave Egypt, and the Egyptians are right behind them, trying to catch up to them, and everyone knows they come to the water, the sea, God splits the sea, so on and so forth. Okay. So, there are certain things that we practice and we do on Pesach, which are commemorations to the times of Egypt, as well as have very significant meanings to today, to our daily life. So we know the Jews left Egypt. They were rushing. They were in haste. And the only food that they had to take with them was the dough that they had. And as they left, the dough did not get a chance to rise. And because of that, we don't, which we'll explain in a second what that is, but we eat matzah. So what is chametz? Chametz is any food that's made of one of the five grains, which everyone knows, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and water that has been allowed to ferment and rise, that is called chametz. Now, any food that contains grain or grain derivatives can be and often is chametz. Practically speaking, in which we have to be careful, any processed food that is not certified kosher for Passover may potentially include chametz ingredients. Okay, how do we get rid of all the chametz for Pesach? So there are really six basic steps. There's cleaning the home, setting up the Passover kitchen, selling the chametz, which, by the way, if anyone wants to sell the chametz, you don't need to see me in person. You can go online to windsorchabad.com and you can fill out the form there to sell your chametz. You search for the chametz, so this year being that Passover is Friday night, so Thursday night, we go and we search the chametz. It's a great activity. Go with your kids, teach them the concept with a candle or a flashlight and a feather and a spoon, and you search for the chametz, make sure that there's no chametz in your house. Now, obviously, I'm going in a specific order because you can't search for your chametz if you you haven't cleaned your house.
Yeah.
We burn the chametz, whatever's left over, on the Friday morning, and we nullify the chametz, which is the concept of there's a few lines of words that we say that we nullify any chametz that had to do with me that I know about, that I don't know about, that I get rid of. Now, what's the deal with no chametz? Why no chametz? Who cares? You know, what's the big deal? Is there really a big deal that I can't have bread or I can't have this type of cookie or cake? Why no chametz? And really, and this is something in itself also is a very important lesson that we can learn for ourselves. Pesach, Passover, enables us to undergo a personal exodus from Egypt by transcending our individual limits. Because if you look, the Hebrew word for Mitzrayim, which is Egypt, where the Jews were enslaved, comes from the word of Metzarim, or Metzar, which is boundaries, which is limitations. They were in a limited space. They could not just leave and go wherever they wanted. So we, Pesach teaches us that we need to go out of our Egypt to transcend our limits. Accordingly, God gave us the mitzvah, the commandment of eating matzah, to help us internalize that experience. Why? Because by eating matzah, thus convert the experience of self-transcendence into an integral part of our being. What do I mean? Because let's just look at what's the difference between chametz and matzah. Chametz, which is something that rises, symbolizes self-inflated pride and egotism. That it's all about me. I am going to inflate my ego. I am going to inflate who I am. And I don't care who you are. That is chametz. That is bread. Something that rises. Matzah, on the other hand, it remains flat. And what does that represent? It represents selfless humility and no ego. That it's not all about me. It's about me and other people. Torah describes matzah as lechem oni, which means a poor man's bread.
Yeah.
Because a poor man is humble and free of arrogance. So if we allow the message of matzah to speak to us, can you imagine the concept that it's not about me, it's not about my ego, it's about what can I do to go out of my limitations, to go out of my egotistic being and help someone else. And that is really where the evil inclination comes in, because that is represented by the chametz in two categories. It is self-centered and egotistic. The evil inclination is, I don't care about what God wants. I don't care what other people want. What is going to be good for me? How am I going to indulge and satisfy everything that I want? And number two, it thrives on laziness. It always seeking the path of least resistance. Come on, really? You really have to do this? Don't worry about it. Leave it. Don't do it. And it convinces yourself. And that is the difference between chametz and matzah. Why we eat specifically matzah on Pesach. Now, the question that people always ask is, well, if that's such a big thing that, you know, our ego should be removed and we should have humility just like the matzah, why is chametz only forbidden on Passover and not throughout the whole year? If it's not a good thing spiritually, then we should have it. We shouldn't have it. We should only have matzah throughout the whole year. So the Exodus from Egypt was the beginning of our birth as a nation at Sinai. Right? We became a new people. We left Egypt, we left our limitations, and we went then to seek and to reaffirm and to establish that God is our King. So in our spiritual service during Passover, we are at the beginning of our trip. In the beginning, the most important thing is to rid oneself of arrogance. If you're full of yourself, there's no way that you're going to absorb anything. Because let's just look at the example. A full cup cannot contain anything. If you have a full cup of wine, you keep pouring, it's just going to overflow. Nothing is going to be accepted anymore. When a student, for example, wants to learn from the master, he's got to remove any preconceptions and be totally open to his new wisdom that he's about to learn. But once Passover is over and we're out of the beginning stages, then a sense of self becomes a good thing. It doesn't have to lead to arrogance and to self-pride and so on and so forth. It can lead to confidence. It can lead to something that is good. That is why, for example, just to digress for a second, on Shavuot, the holiday that comes right after Passover, Chametz is not only forbidden, but it becomes a mitzvah with all the cheesecakes and the everything else, the pastas and so on and so forth. And the offering that was brought in the temple on Shavuot had to contain chametz. So this rebirth that we have on Passover, which is every single year, which has a connection to us, even though this happened over 3,000 years ago that the Jews were freed from Egypt, people say, well, that has to do then. What has that got to do with me today? No, it's got to do with me today because I am going out of my limitations. I am going out of my ego to create something for me, which is what? That I start Passover the beginning, and then that allows me to continue going into the year. So, I think we can stop. We'll stop with this over here today, and I think next week we will discuss what are the different reasons for the different foods that we have on Passover, for the different things that we have, as well as on the Seder plate.
Yeah.
And, you know, why do we have so many questions? Why are there four cups of wine? Why do we have this three matzah on the table?
Lots of questions. I think it's a holiday with the most questions.
Well, that exactly, and that's the whole beauty of Passover, is that it's meant to be asked. We want to encourage. There are so many things that we do on the Seder night are done specifically to encourage the people, the kids around the table, to ask, why on this night and not the other night? Why are we doing this today and not yesterday or 3 days ago? And that's the beauty of Judaism, is that there is the Judaism and there is the questions that we ask to be able to ensure that we understand what's going on and that we pass it on to our kids. But we cannot come into Passover with a full egotistic mind that it's all about me. No, we need to let go, have humility. And by doing that, guess what's going to happen? We're going to be able to accept all of that, and with that, we'll be able to truly feel freedom in our daily life.
God willing.
Yeah. So, there's a few things going on in the community. Obviously, we have the annual community Passover Seder, the first night of Pesach, which is Friday evening, April 19th. We have the Seder, which is going to start with an evening service at 8 o'clock. The Seder is going to start at 8:15. That it's in the social hall of the Shaar HaShemayim Synagogue. Obviously, we're going to have an amazing selection. We have about, I think, 5 or 6 different, maybe even 7 different types of Israeli wine. that we're going to be serving with, obviously, the handmade matzah, full dinner catered by Mazal. The Seder is obviously led by yours truly, by myself, and by my kids as well, and any of the other kids that are there. Tomorrow is April 12th. So if you want to get in on the early bird special, which goes up after tomorrow, it's $40 an adult, $25 a child, 12 and under. After tomorrow, it's $45 an adult, $30 a child. Obviously, no one will be turned away if due to the lack of funds, if no one is able to pay for it. You're still welcome to come, as there are sponsors that are sponsoring people that you should be able to come and enjoy Pesach Seder. Everyone can go online. You can reserve online, pay by credit card. Makes your life much easier. WindsorChabad.com makes the, and then we also have numbers, as well as, I know it's a little bit early, but we talked about it last week, June 23rd, we're going to be having Operation Thunderbolt, the Miracle of Entebbe. We're going to have Remy Sherman, we're flying him in from Israel, who is an officer, commander of the IDF elite unit, who was there, who was one of the first commandos down in by Entebbe, was right behind the Mercedes-Benz in the first Hercules. So he's going to actually come and give a first-hand story of the actual hostage rescue.
Very interesting.
It's going to be absolutely spectacular. It's something that you do not want to miss. It's going to take place at the JTC in the gymnasium, probably. 7 o'clock, the doors open with refreshments. 7:30, we'll start the presentation. Again, admission is $10 if you reserve online, where you can go to WindsorChabad.com. However, if you come, you can still come even if you don't reserve online, but it will be $15 at the door. It's open to the whole public. No membership or affiliation is required. So, we'll talk about it as time goes on. But, yes, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbat, where we have services Friday evening, 6:45. Shabbat morning is 9:30. Sunday is 8:30, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday, 7:15. So there's a lot going on, and I hope everyone has an enjoyable time cleaning. And hopefully everyone will have a stress-free week leading up to Pesach.
Sounds good. So Rabbi Gold willing, we will have you next week for the part two Passover.
Absolutely.
Very good. I wish you a good weekend and Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Be well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.